In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you today. Last night we had Father Joshi's iPad, and I said, "Father Joshi," because he just came home from Los Angeles, and he went to this certain cemetery where this artistic painting was, two paintings of the death and resurrection of Jesus, and it's magnificent. It's magnificent. It's 140 feet long, 140 feet long, or 190 feet long. You know, he said he'd never seen anything like it. But I said, you know, you have the iPad. Why don't you type in, "Where is Catherine Kuhlman buried?" And come to find out, she's buried at that same cemetery. And he said, "Do you know what it says on her grave?" Well, I knew half of it. I said, "I believe in miracles." And he said, "Because?" And the rest was, "Because I believe in God." But there were no miracles in Catherine Kuhlman's services until the Holy Spirit came. There were no miracles until the power of the Holy Spirit came. Because it is the Holy Spirit who does the miracles. It is the Holy Spirit who does the power. It is the Holy Spirit who is the power. We are approaching Pentecost. And somebody asked me, "Where would the church be without Pentecost?" I said, "It wouldn't be. There would be no church. It would have died out. But it was the very power of God that came upon the apostles. It was the power of God that came upon the young men and women. Oh, yes, without that power of God, we do not have anything." And Jesus said this, "You fathers among you know how to give good gifts to your children. If they ask you for a piece of bread, you will not give them a stone. If they ask you for a fish, you will not hand them a scorpion. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask?" How much more? Much more. We ask for the Holy Spirit today. We ask for the unction of the Spirit. We ask for the manifest presence of God. Catherine Kuhlman knew the miracle-working power of God because of the Holy Spirit. She had reached the end of her rope at one time in her life, and she was on a dead-end street. And on that dead-end street, she said to Jesus, "I give you everything." And Jesus took it, and from that day on, the miracle started to happen in her ministry. Oh, yes, I'm talking about miracles. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. I believe in miracles because I believe in God. And I'm telling you, my friends, we are not away from the miraculous power of God. God continues to heal through people who believe and who know the Holy Spirit. I'm looking at the 19th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. And it came to pass while Apollo was through the upper It came to pass while Apollo was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper coast, he came to Ephesus and found certain disciples. So Paul finds some disciples at Ephesus. And he said to the disciples, "Have you received the Holy Spirit when you believed?" But they said to him, "We have not so much have heard whether there is a Holy Spirit." I'm telling you, some things never change. Oh, yes, we know the Holy Spirit by saying, "In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." But have you received the unction of the Holy Spirit? Have you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Have you received the power of the Holy Spirit? Have you spoken in other languages? Do you prophesy? Do you know things that only God can show you? I'm telling you, without the Holy Spirit, ministries are dead. Ministries are dead. We need the Holy Spirit. Most people know John 3:16. "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life." That's real. That's real. And that's salvation. Hallelujah. Through faith and baptism. I believe that. But then there is that unction of the Spirit, that power of the Spirit that comes through the baptism of the Spirit. I call it the release of the Spirit. All the Holy Spirit gave us at baptism and confirmation. We pray for that release, that baptism of the Spirit, that baptism of power, that baptism of fire. We have not so much heard whether there be a Holy Spirit. And Paul said, and then where were you baptized? They said, in John's baptism. Then Paul said, John baptized the people with the baptism of repentance, saying that they should believe in him who was to come after him. That is to say, they are to believe in Jesus. Having heard these things, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had imposed his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came. The Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with other tongues, and they prophesied. And all the men were about 12. And entering into the synagogue, he spoke boldly of the space of 3 months, disputing and exhorting concerning the kingdom of God. I tell you, where would we be without the Holy Spirit? We would be no place. Without the Holy Spirit, when you read the scriptures, the only thing you have are black marks on white paper. I tell you, the unction of the Spirit is what's needed in the Catholic Church. The unction of the Holy Spirit is what's needed in the Pentecostal Church. I understand that there are Pentecostal churches that do not pray for the baptism of the Spirit. I cannot understand that. I cannot understand that. How could it be that Pentecostal churches do not pray for the baptism of the Spirit for the people who come? I cannot understand that personally. I when people come to me and they say, I want more, we're going to pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We're going to pray that God pours out his Spirit upon you. We look at what Jesus did before he ascended into heaven. And the Word of God says, they therefore who were come together asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? They're looking for political power. But Jesus said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. But listen to this, Acts 1:8. But you, I'm talking to you, shall receive power of the Holy Spirit coming upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and even to the utmost parts of the earth. When he had said these things, while they looked on, he was raised up, and the cloud of glory, received him out of their sight. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. I tell you, I hate to think that there are so many people that would say with the Ephesians, we did not even know there was a Holy Spirit. I tell you that our Blessed Mother in Nazareth received that Holy Spirit when she conceived the Son of God, the eternal Son of God, Jesus Christ. Oh, the Spirit of God came upon her. The Spirit of God came upon Mary. I tell you, she is the woman of the Spirit. Today would have marked in the old calendar the Feast of the Cenacle, the Our Lady of the Cenacle. The name of the place where the power came was Cenaculum, the dining room. Our Lady of the Cenacle, pray for us that we would know the power of God. I remember in 1970, we were just 21 years old and we were preaching the gospel, and people would come to hear us. People would come to hear us. They had heard that we were speaking in other languages. They had heard that we were prophesying. They heard all these things, but they wanted to make sure that it happened. And hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people were filled with the Holy Spirit. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, even thousands, filled with the Holy Spirit. I don't know where they all are now, but I tell you, I know some have died, but I know what happened when we prayed for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I know what happened. Thanks be to God. I remember Peter Kreft, who is still an instructor, a professor at Boston College, and he is a man of God. He came to us, and he wanted more. He wanted more. He said, what are the odds that I will receive the Holy Spirit next week when you pray? I said, the odds? I said, let me ask the Lord. I said, Lord, what are the odds? He said, 100%. I said, 100%. And he said, what gives you the right? Then I quoted, if you fathers know how to give good things to your children and you are sinners, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? And Peter was baptized with the Holy Spirit. And he brought his students to the cenacle. And some of the students went to the missions. I tell you, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You shall receive power. We need that power. And the power isn't for me. The power is for the church, for the spreading of the gospel, for the healing of the sick. It is only the Holy Spirit through the blood of Jesus that heals the sick. I tell you, where is the power in the churches? Where is the power? There is power. Power, wonder-working power in the blood of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Catherine Kuhlman knew that power, and I would listen to her like a little child every day at 11 o'clock on WROL, and she would say, have you been waiting for me? And I'd say, honey, you have no idea how I've been waiting for you. I want to hear what you have to say today. Oh, some people said that she was theatrical. I don't care what she was. She taught me more than anyone else taught me. I'll tell you that much. But it was the Spirit of God that taught me. I was under her tutelage. You know, I said if I ever became a priest, I was going to ask her to do the preaching, not during the Mass, because you can't do it during the Mass, after the Mass. But she died before then. She died in my second year in the seminary. I tell you, Catherine Kuhlman loved the Lord Jesus Christ, but she is not different than anyone else. When she had reached her last point in life, she completely surrendered to Jesus Christ, and the outpouring of the Spirit came, the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to ask you people, have you received the Holy Spirit when you became believers? For John baptized with water, but in several days you shall receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I tell you, my friends, people call me. They call me at all hours. Somebody called me today. Are you going to have a service on Sunday, or every Sunday? I said, 7 to 9 o'clock. He says, I'm in Virginia, and I want to come. I'm having a very bad time in my life right now. And he told him what the bad time was. And I just asked, Lord Jesus, take care of it. Take care of it. Take care of it. Take care of it. I asked the Lord Jesus to take care of it. Then last night, just before I went to bed, the phone rang again. So the woman said, I'm barren. I can't have children. And I prayed that her womb would be fruitful, that her womb would be fruitful. Oh, I saw a little girl, but I didn't tell her because I wasn't sure that it was a girl or a boy. And I'm telling you, my friends, I'm telling you, I remember when somebody else called me and said they wanted children. And I said, oh, I'm seeing twins. And they lived in New York. And guess what? They had twins. That was before she even conceived. I saw twins. There was another lady that came to me asking to be pregnant. And I said, you are already pregnant. I knew it by the Spirit. And guess what? She was already pregnant. This is the Spirit of God who works. This is the Holy Ghost who works. This is not some kind of a group of people that are looking for fireworks. This is the life of God. It's called life in the Holy Spirit. Life in the Holy Spirit. I'm looking at Luke 24, verse 44. And he said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, and all things must needs to be fulfilled, which are written in the law of Moses and the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Oh, I need that you open my mind to understand the scriptures, Lord Jesus. I need that you would give me that grace, that you would give me that grace. And he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and rise again from the dead on the third day, that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name unto all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are my witnesses of these things. And I send the promise of my Father upon you. Stay in the city till you are endued with power from on high. Do not leave Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Do not leave Jerusalem until the Spirit of God comes upon you. Do not leave Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. And it came to pass, while he was blessing them, he departed from them and was carried up to heaven. Listen to the 52nd and 53rd verse. And they, adoring, went back into Jerusalem with great joy. And they were always in the temple. What were they doing? Praising and blessing God. I tell you, when the Spirit comes, that's exactly what you begin to do. You start praising and blessing God. He is the promise of the Father. He is the promise of the Son. Oh, how much I need the Holy Spirit. I could not do this ministry without the Holy Spirit. I have nothing to give to Jesus but my emptiness and my brokenness. But the Spirit of God, He is the one who makes ready the things that need to be done. He is the one, he is the power behind the Word of God. He is the power behind the Word of God. He is the power. I tell you, I am in need of the Holy Spirit. Are you in need of the Holy Spirit? Tell the Lord, I need the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Ghost. Without Him, I can't continue. I need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I would not be able to do it without you, Lord. Give me the Holy Spirit. Give me that Spirit of Jesus. Breathe in these dry bones, Lord. Breathe in these dry bones. Breathe from heaven in these dry bones, that the Spirit of God would come upon your people. Oh God, we are dry bones, and we need that you would breathe upon us, that these bones would rise. And then as they rise, Lord, we would prophesy to the flesh and to the sinews, and they would come. But still, what we have is a dead army. Oh, breathe in these bodies. Breathe in these bodies. I'm talking to people who feel dead now. They have poured out their life for Jesus, and they feel dead now. I'm saying, Holy Spirit, breathe in these people. Breathe in these people. Lord, give them grace. 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 More than I could ever imagine. John 7:37. On the last day, the great day of the feast. This is the Feast of Booths, the Feast of Tabernacles. Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirsts, let him come to me and drink. And he who believes in me, as the scripture says, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now he had saying this about the Spirit, which they would receive who believed in him. For as yet the Spirit was not given, because Jesus was not glorified. Let me tell you, are you thirsty? Are you thirsty? I am thirsty for the Holy Spirit. I am thirsty for more. I am thirsty. I cannot get along without the Holy Ghost. Come breathe upon me, breath of God. Come breathe upon me, sweet Spirit of the Lord. As I lift my hands in surrender to your name, Most High, I'm leaded by your Spirit. I'm walking in your love. Jesus, I adore. Jesus, I adore. Jesus, I adore your holy name. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, wonderful Holy Spirit, upon your people. Come, Holy Spirit, upon your people. Come, Holy Spirit, and breathe in these dry bones. Come, Holy Spirit, do the ministry of Jesus Christ, crucified, buried, and raised from the dead. Father, send your gift to your people, the gift of the Holy Spirit. Father, for those who don't want the Spirit, give it to me. Oh, I'll take more. I'll take more of your Spirit. I cannot exist without your Spirit. I cannot preach without your Spirit. I cannot pray without your Spirit. I can do nothing without your Spirit. Come breathe upon your people, Holy God. Come breathe upon your people, the Holy Spirit, that we receive power when the Holy Spirit comes. We need that power that comes from heaven. We need that dew that is so gentle, that covers every blade of grass. Oh, how we need the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God will cause us to preach. The Spirit of God will cause us to pray for the sick. The Spirit of God will cause us to speak in other languages. Kasha oroko mandaria sotoro koshia lavahura kandasi ritera kashova niraka da rosha ramandara kisera baka rupapa sikiata tatashia papasik oroko shia mama teti ato tiata yato tata toto tita ato titi. And I tell you this day that my promise of the Spirit is for you. I tell you this day that the outpouring of the Spirit is for you. I tell you today that your weakness is no obstacle to me. Give yourself to me. Let me handle everything. Give yourself to me. Let me handle everything. Take it all, Lord. Handle it all, Lord. You are God Almighty. You give us your Spirit. You are God Almighty. You give us your Spirit. And you don't give us drops. You give us the Spirit without measure. How much we need the Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Melt us, melt us, mold us, fill us, use us, use us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Melt us, mold us, fill us, heal us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Yes, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It is Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of his garment, and his touch has made me whole. Yes, when the Spirit comes, he makes Jesus real. He makes Jesus real when the Spirit comes. He makes Jesus real. And for your home lesson, I want you to read the 37th chapter of Ezekiel. The 37th chapter of Ezekiel. And it goes like this. If I find it, take 1 second. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me forth in the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of a plain that was full of dry bones, and he led me up through them on every side. Now there were very many upon the face of the plain, and they were exceedingly dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? Talking about you now. Can your bones live? Can your bones live? Is Jesus powerful enough to pour out your Holy Spirit upon you that your bones would live? Can your bones live? You say yes or no to the Lord. You say yes or no to the Lord. My bones can live. My bones will live. Breathe upon these dry bones, Lord Jesus. 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 Breathe on us, O God. Bring us to Jesus Christ. Let us know him as our contemporary. 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 Breathe on us, O breath of God. Breathe on us, O breath of God. What's the telephone number that here? 617-846-0076. 617-846-0076. If you need your roof repaired, 617-846-0076. May Jesus Christ pour out his Spirit upon you in a marvelous way. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.